Hello, sick people.
Creating optimal health.
Small changes that can add up.
A workout that I can do pretty much anywhere.
Good for your health.
We are talking this summer about how to take control of your own health. It's our DIY checkup series here in The Takeaway. We've talked about eating habits, exercise, getting yourself to the doctor. And everything we've talked about so far has really been focused on small steps that you can take. Today, we want to talk about kind of a big topic and possibly more complicated. It's about chemicals in our environment and how they could be affecting your health. The Obama administration cancer panel recently issued a report that raised a lot of red flags about potentially toxic chemicals that we're exposed to every single day in normal household items. So we're going to talk about whether there are truly long-term risks to our health and how we can maybe mitigate those by better choices. Joining us to discuss this, as always, is our Newsweek health reporter, Kate Daly. Good morning.
Morning.
And Dr. Jerome Groopman. Dr. Groopman is a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and a staff writer for The New Yorker. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning to you.
Kate, let me ask you first about this report that came out of the White House and what exactly it said were potentially toxic materials.
Well, there's good news and bad news about this panel and this report that came out. The good news is that regulating bodies are now paying a lot more attention to these chemicals that we're unwittingly kind of consuming throughout the course of our day. The bad news is there's so much research and so much conflicting information that it's really hard to figure out what this all means for us. So this presidential report looked at all the studies that were out and found 10 causes for concern. Not necessarily saying that these were absolutely going to be bad for everyone, but saying there's enough evidence here that we need to look further at certain chemicals.
Well, there's one that's kind of the elephant in the room, right? And it's this particular material.
Plastic holds the promise of a better world. It's in the packaging that protects us and a pacemaker to empower us, every day touching every generation for a safer, more brilliant tomorrow. Plastics make it possible.
That is an ad from American Plastics. And Dr. Groopman, you wrote about plastics in an article for The New Yorker that you called The Plastic Panic. Can you kind of explain to us what is in plastics that's so dangerous?
Well, there are two chemicals that are the prime suspects in plastics. One, BPA, bisphenol A, which is used to prevent contamination, for example, of canned goods. It's used to make plastics more firm in some ways in bicycle helmets and so on. The other are called phthalates, and these are used to make plastics more malleable, more pliable. And they're found in everything from the plastic curtains in your shower to the intravenous tubing that's used in hospitals. And the problem is that, as you mentioned in the opening, despite considerable research, there's conflicting information. There are studies that show concern, and there are studies that seem to dismiss those concerns.
So should we be panicked, or is this just something to keep our eye on?
Well, I think we should pay real attention to this, and we need to focus, most importantly, I think, on the populations that are potentially most vulnerable, and those are pregnant women and young children, because neonates, newborns, and toddlers don't have the enzymes to break down these chemicals. And accumulating data, not so much in cancer or even in terms of sexual development, but in terms of neurological development, cognition, behavioral issues coming out of centers like Columbia, New York, and others, indicate that there may be real side effects in high levels of exposure.
Well, that's alarming because babies use sippy cups and plastic baby bottles. But Kate, the doctor talked about some of the studies that kind of confuse the issue by contradicting the findings that these chemicals are dangerous. What are some of these studies that contradict each other?
Well, the problem, especially with things like BPA, is that BPA is an endocrine disruptor. So it, as Dr. Groopman said, it affects pregnant women and it affects developing children, but it affects them in ways that you can't always see. So we'll see studies, for instance, where if a pregnant woman ingests BPA, then her fetus, which develops, then grows into an adult child, their children might have birth defects. So we see that in terms of things like polycystic ovary syndrome. We see that in terms of things like type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance. So it's very hard to prove a direct link between these two things.
All right. Dr. Groopman, I'm sure you probably read the report that came out of the White House panel. Was there other chemicals in there besides plastics that you think are cause for concern?
Well, there's increasing concern around flame retardants. There's a lot of debate about these. There are also chemicals in pesticides, and even though these have been, for example, banned for home use in urban settings, they're still heavily used in agricultural communities and potentially get into the food chain. But we really do face, I think, the problem that was just mentioned before, is that the time span to really accurately pinpoint how these chemicals may be affecting us could be 20 years or could be two generations. And so decisions are going to have to be made without the full data in hand.
Kate, this is all very alarming to me, but I mean, give me some reassurance here. If I wash my apples, if I wash my grapes, I can get the pesticides off, right?
Well, here's the thing. This whole series is supposed to be about making health easier,
right,
and making simple choices. And when you bring chemicals in, it gets really confusing and scary. And when people get confused and people get scared, they tend to pick the path of least resistance, yeah, which is no action, which means they're going to keep doing the same unhealthy habits that they have, which is not what we want, especially because there's so much conflicting information. So BPA is in the lining of canned goods. So people say, well, I want fruits and vegetables, so I'm going to go with frozen. But there was a study that found that there was, you know, large amounts of pesticides in frozen foods, and exposure to those pesticides led to ADHD in kids. So we kind of have to go with a baseline that there are a lot of risks there that we don't yet understand. But no matter what you're eating, the apples, the pears, the fruits are always going to be a healthier decision than the Fritos and the Big Macs and the potato chips. Because whatever chemicals are in those and pesticides are in those fruits, those processed foods are going to have just as many chemicals that
if
may have
more.
Different effects.
Okay. Dr. Groopman, do you agree with that?
Well, I think it's prudent, you know, particularly for, as I say, populations that are at the most potential risk, which are pregnant women and young children. It's very, very hard to bring your risk down to close to zero, if not impossible. So we need to make choices that I think emphasize prudent health, but pay particular attention to pregnant women and to young children.
The other good news is that the same rules for healthy eating often apply to limiting your exposure to these chemicals. So there's an old rule that nutritionists use that say when you're going to look for a food, if you're in the grocery store and you're deciding between two products to buy, look on the back panel, read the nutritional ingredients, and the fewer words that you can't pronounce, the better.
The healthier it is.
The healthier it is. And so there was a study that just came out last week from the Center for Science and the Public Interest, which looks a lot at chemicals and things like this, and they found that a lot of the food dyes that are still being used in the market have been linked to allergies, they've been linked to asthma, they've been linked to cancer. Now, those food dyes also happen to be in foods, colored jelly beans, processed mac and cheese. So by trying to keep an eye on general health, chances are you're going to run into those processed foods and those chemicals that are bad for you less and less.
Kate Daly is the health reporter for Newsweek magazine. We also spoke with Dr. Jerome Groopman, professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and staff writer for The New Yorker. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You can read Kate Daly's blog
That's
post.
Always the,
they have chemicals
yeah,
in New Zealand.
Yeah. Fewer.
Kate Daly has a blog post about how to navigate a confusing and an incomplete picture of chemicals that are added to our food. You can just head over to the blog at thetakeaway.org and weigh in with your story while you're there. New Zealand, they have
that's
chemicals.
Really, it's the only place to go.